Okay, let's begin. A few short things. Okay, one, I saw this in the Sefer. I don't remember the name of the Sefer. Very beautiful idea. There are three things that we do on Simchas Torah. Number one, we finish the Torah. Chasan Torah, right? The next thing we do is we begin the Torah. Chasan Bereishis. And that's part of the Kriya Satorah. And then there are Harkofas. We take the Sefer Torah, everyone takes the Sefer Torah, and you go around the circle, you go around the bima. So I sort of say that these three things that are done represent three different concepts in Torah that every individual is required to do in their life. Number one, there's something called Gzuntait, Limud HaTorah. A person has an obligation to know what, not limud, I should say that, to know the mitzvahs, to know what to do. Halacha, we learn every day halacha, kitz shochnach, you learn mishnah bura. You have to know the basics. You have to know how to conduct your life according to the laws of the Torah. That is called, it says in the pasuk, vishinantam levonecha. The Torah obligates us to teach the Torah to your children. The Gemara makes a drasha, vishinantam, lashon of shinun, sharp. If a person asks you a question, you should not be megamgein bedavar. You should not fumble to find the correct answer. It should be sharp. You should know exactly what to do. You have to know what it says in the Torah. That is this is what happens on Simchas Torah when we conclude the Torah. We go through the year, we read the Torah from Bereishis to the end of the Torah. When we are Messiah the Torah, we know what it says. Vishinantam. We know what the mitzvahs are. So we've gone through the Tayag mitzvahs. We know what to do. We know all the mitzvahs. We have fulfilled this requirement of knowing what it says in the Torah. Now, if you have a very good memory, you're finished. You don't have to go learn again. You don't have to go start again. There's nothing more that needs to be done. You have to know what it says in the Torah, and that's it. You conduct your life, and that's the end. There's another madrega, another halach in the Torah, and that is lo yemushu sefer haTorah zos mipicha v'limadetem osam esbenechem esdin of limud haTorah. Even if you know what to do, you know what it says in the Torah, there's something called the studying of Torah, to learn Torah, to learn Torah just for the sake of studying the Torah. Lo yemushu sefer haTorah zos mipicha, that a person has an obligation to spend time every day to learn Torah for the sake of learning Torah. That is captured in this, that we begin the Torah again. Why do we begin with Bereishis? We already know what it says in the Torah. We've gone through the entire cycle. If we've gone through the entire cycle, we know the Tayag mitzvahs, we know what to do. The fact that we begin the Torah again shows that we want to study the Torah for the sake of learning Torah. Okay, those are two different concepts. Knowing what it says in the Torah, knowing the halacha, right? You can know the halacha inside out. A person can be a baki muflug in Kitta Shulchan Aruch, in Mishnah Berurah, in Shulchan Aruch, Dal Chel, Shulchan Aruch. You know the halacha. And you have a phenomenal memory. Do you have an obligation every single day to go sit and learn a Daf Gemara? Well, you would say, listen, I know what it says in the Torah. You can test me. Test me. I know it. Just because you know it, you know the mitzvot, there's another madrega of limud haTorah. Knowing what it says in the Torah is captured in the Messiah in the Torah. Limud haTorah is expressed in the content, even though we finish the Torah, yet we begin the Torah again. And then there's a third concept. The third concept is what's called Hachzokas haTorah, to hold the Torah, to establish, to make sure the Torah remains part of the fabric of Klal Yisrael, which means to send your children to yeshivas, or to give money to tzedakah, or to go it yourself, to make sure that the Torah is firm and is established in Klal Yisrael. That's called Hachzokas haTorah. And that comes from the word, the pasuk of Oror Asher Lo Yokum Es Divrei haTorah Hazot Chazal Darshan. You have an obligation to make sure that there shall be a kiyum. There shall be a continuation of Torah. And that is more than just learning Torah and knowing what it says in the Torah. That's an obligation to establish institutions for Torah, to make sure that your children study Torah, to give money for the upkeep of Torah. The upkeep of Torah is an entirely different concept. We fulfill that concept with hakafas. Because when you do a hakafa, what do? You oiches the Torah. You hold on to the Torah. Achizas haTorah. So Simchas Torah is a time for all three. Vachut ha-meshulash loy b'mehera yinotik. It's a time to know what it says in the Torah. It's a time to study the Torah for its own sake. And it's a time of hachzokas ha-Torah. Yokim es divrei ha-Torah zos. Finishing chasen Torah is yediyas ha-Torah. Chasen bereish is an expression of I know what it says in the Torah, but I'm still going to learn Torah l'shma for its own sake. That's chasen bereish, starting again. Hakafas, taking the sefer Torah and holding on to the Torah, is hachzokas ha-Torah. The concept of making sure Torah remains permanent in our life. Okay, that's one idea. Let's go to another idea. In the Targum of Leining Shor V'Chesef, the very end of the Leining, we have the Hayisa Ach Sameach. Nowhere in the Torah does it tell us exactly what to do on Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, there are no mitzvos. Okay, where we have Vayisa Ach Sameach. No, we had it on the Leining. Oh, was it on Shabbos then? No, it's in Emor. Where does it say the word Vayisa Ach Sameach?
In
Re'ei. In
Re'ei?
Okay, just give me 1 second. And let's get a quick look over here. V'samachta b'chagecha. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. End of Emor. What pasuk? Okay, I got it. Vayisa got achse pasuk tezvav. Vayisa achse meach pasuk tezvav. Okay, this is the I really need the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. Okay, Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says Vayisa Ach Sameach. I don't have it here. I only have the Unkelus Targum Unkelus. What's the Ach Sameach? You will go from your sukkah to your bayis. It's an incredible Targum. He's telling us what is the simcha. It's very hard to define what exactly is the simcha of Shmini Atzeres. The whole Yom Tov, we have a mitzvah of simcha. We have the mitzvah, we know all the gra. What does the gra say? The gra is the question, why does it say ach? Ach is always a miut. So the gra says, what does it mean? Ach, sameach. So it's a very popular gra. The gra explains because throughout Sukkot we have many mitzvahs. So throughout Sukkot, the dalad minim, and we have the mitzvah of Sukkah, and we have the mitzvah of v'samachta b'chagecha. When you come to the 8th day, ach. Take away, ach is a niyot, take away the sukkah, take away the dalad minim, take away all the karbanos, all these fancy karbanos, the ka'alasuriya, chagiga, ach, all you're left with is just simcha, ach samech. During the first 7 days of the Yom Tov, the multiple mitzvahs, karbanos, sukkah, dalad minim, and simcha, now at the end, take them all away, you're only left with simcha, ach samech. That's a very, very famous far from the Gra to explain what the pasuk means, ach samech. However, the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel tells us very precisely what does it mean, ach samech. The simcha will be when you leave your hut and you go into your home, into your bayis. That's a very strange type of concept. Why is that called a simcha? Why is there a simcha to going from your sukkah into your bayis? So it appears in this Targum, we have a whole much greater understanding of what the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres is all about. The Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres is to return to your bayis. Now let me explain. Let's try to elaborate a little Jewish to explain a little deeper what this means.
So that's why we don't eat in the sukkah also.
On Shmini Atzeres Torah. Some do not eat on Shmini Atzeres either, Baal Tosef, right? That's the big difference between the Hasidim and the Litvaks. Right. The Hasidim will not eat, Baal Tosef, right? But let's discuss this idea in a little more detail. what exactly is the mitzvah of simcha? We once discussed this in the past. Let's go to the Toichacha. In the Toichacha, in the Chumash Devarim, Parash Kisava, Hashem tells us, why will all of these horrible kolos come upon us? Because, Tachas, Asher lo yavadeta, Es Hashem Elokecha, B'simcha, Uvituv levav, Meroiv kol. So the question, all the Farshim is, how could it possibly be that all the kolos of the Toichacha come because we did not have enough simcha? It's far-fetched. You didn't dance enough by someone's wedding. That's why there's going to be Teicha. How could it possibly be? So one of the answers that's given by the Farshim is that the word, the Simcha here, is not the problem. It's the symptom. What do we mean, the symptom? The greatest Simcha a person can have in life is Yirah Shemayim. And the proof to this idea is none other than Yitzchak Avinu. We discussed this before at length. The happiest person in Tanakh is Yitzchak. How do you know? Because that's his name. Tzchoik Asli Elokim Kol Hashma Yitzchakli. We just learned about Avishai, right? Avishai, Avishai. The name of a person captures their essence. Certainly, when it comes to the Ishei HaTanakh, if the name of Yitzchak Avinu was Yitzchak, and Yitzchak means joy, obviously the essence of Yitzchak is joy. Tzchoik Asli Elokim Kol Hashma Yitzchakli. And Shabbos Mincha, what do we say? Avraham Yogel Yitzchak Yiranein. Yaakov Uvonov Yenucha Yaakov is Menucha. Avraham is Yogel. Yiranein is a very high level of Simcha. And who does that go to? That goes to Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak is the one, Yitzchak, L'yoyim Acheron, my Abris, his name is spelled Yitzchak, with a sin, with a tzadi, rejoice. Problem that everyone will ask is, what are you talking about? Yitzchak represents the concept of Yira. We all know that Yitzchak, Yaakov, swore, made a shvua to Hashem, the pachad of Yitzchak. Yitzchak, he said himself, when you look at Yitzchak, you're in a state of dread. Yitzchak, it says about Yitzchak, vayechrad Yitzchak charod gedoyla ad ma'od. He, when he realized that he gave the brachas, he might have given to the wrong person, he trembled. You only can tremble if you're shaykh to the midah of Yira. We all know that Avraham is chesed, Yitzchak is din, Yira, Yaakov is emes. Yitzchak, throughout all of Jewish thought, is kula pachad, it's Yira, it's din. That's why he had an Esav. Esav is an achzar, too much din. What's going on? So the answer is, it's two sides of the same coin. The greatest joy a person can have in this world is when he is a Yorei Shemayim. A person has a dilemma in life, what to do, he has an Nisayon. If he succeeds in choosing to fear Hashem, doing what's right because he has Yorei Shemayim, that will bring in a person an incredible degree of Simcha. The greatest Simcha you can have is being a Yorei Shemayim. And therefore, it's two sides of the same coin. It's precisely because Yitzchak is the midah of Yira, that's why Yitzchak is shaykh to tzchok, to simcha, to joy. Yitzchak, Yiranein, Yitzchak can be the one, vayechad Yitzchak harada gedola admo. Therefore, let's just go back to the Teichacha. When it says in the Teichacha, why are there going to be all of these horrible klolos? Tachas, asher lo yavadeta, es Hashem elokecha, b'simcha, uvetuv levav. Let's take a step back. Let's take a step back. What would happen if the Pasuk would say, you know why you can have all of these problems? Tachas, asher lo yavadeta, because you are not Yorei Shemayim. Would you blink? You wouldn't blink. Yeah, that's right. You know why the Teichacha? I'm not a Yorei Shemayim. That's why the Teichacha came about. That's really what the Teichacha is saying. You know why you have all these problems? Because you are Yavad Hashem Elokecha b'simcha. It's not something you have to do. If you were Yorei Shemayim, mimela you would be Mole Simcha. Simcha is just a symptom. It's not the disease. The reason why you have the Teichacha is because you're not Yorei Shemayim. How do I know you're not Yorei Shemayim? Because you have no Simcha. You have no Simcha Sachayim. If you were Yorei Shemayim, Memela, you would be very happy. You would be jolly people. You would have Simcha Sachayim. And don't tell me the reason why you're not Yorei Shemayim is because, it's too difficult. There was nothing holding you back. for making the right decisions. Okay, so that's how some of the Farshim learn and interpret the pasuk of the Torah. Now you take this idea and you go back to Sukkot. The whole yadav of Sukkot is Zman Simcha Seinu. V'somachta b'chagecha. U'lekachta b'chem b'yam arishun priyid sodak hapa yisrael v'anaf eitzel v'os yavinach u'simachta b'chnei shem lokecha. What really is the pasuk telling? What really is the avoda of Sukkot? The avoda of Sukkot is to work on your Yirah Shemayim. If you really want to come l'day Simcha, Bosar v'yayin is not going to do it. Bosar v'yayin and nice clothing, these things will enhance your simcha. But the true makor of simcha to work on Sukkot is Yirah Shemayim. Sukkot comes after the Yomim Noiroim. Noir means Yirah Saroimimus. We go through the Yimei Hadin. It's a time of dread. Pachad Misa. What's going to be? Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Sifrei Chaim v'Sifrei Meisim Suchim. That's Rosh Hashanah, that's Yom Kippur. We are at a very high madrega of Yira. We're supposed to take that Yira that we've achieved on the Yomim Noirohim, and that's what's now going to bring us Lidei Simcha Sukkot that follows 4 days after Yom Kippur. Why is Shavuos and Pesach not called Zman Simcha Seinu? Why? It's redemption. Isn't that the ultimate Simcha? No, it's not. It's a very nice, happy time. You'll have some simchut basar v'yayin. You'll have a good seder. You'll have your whole family all together. But it's not going to bring you simcha. The only thing that can bring you true simcha is yira. There is no yimei hadin that comes before Pesach and Shavuos. It's just a holiday. It's a holiday. It's a very nice holiday. You do the mitzvah. It's very nice. Are you going to have simcha? Not necessarily. It's Zman Chayruseinu, Zman Matan Chayruseinu. It's only on Sukkot do you have potential to have Simcha. Because Sukkot follows Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which are the Yomim Noiroim. These are days of Yira. These are days of Yira Saroimimus. You're working for 40 days, starting with El on your Yira Shemayim. Now that you work for 40 days on Yira Shemayim, now when you come to Sukkot, it's possible for there to be Usimachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. Now, let's go a step further. Who in Tanakh were Yorei Shemayim? One of the people listed, mentioned explicitly, was Shifra and Puah, or their real names were Yocheved and Miriam. What happened? What was the story with these two individuals? Paru told them, "You are the midwives. I want you give you the test to make sure all the males shall be thrown into the Nile." And what did it say? And what did they do? Vatirena hamiyaldos esu lokim v'loyasu kasher dibir lemelach mitzrayim vatichayena es hayaladim. The pasuk explicitly says that they feared Hashem. Vatirena hamiyaldos esu lokim. You can't get a better stamp of approval being a Yorei Shemayim than that. That is the ultimate. The Torah says that they feared Hashem. Pretty good. That's a pretty good statement. Doesn't get better than that. And what was the reward? Vayas lohem batim. What's the reward? What's the reward? The reward for fearing Hashem. Vatirena. I'm saying it right. Vatirena. Hamayalda is esolakim. Veloyosu kasher dibel melach aleim par melshaim. Vatachez adim. And Hashem vayas lohem batim. Hashem made for them batim. What kind of batim? Batei kohuna. Batei levia. Bate Malchus, the whole bottom. What's the midah k'neged midah? Fearing Hashem Yizecha to a bias. What is a bias? A bias is a mokim. It's your mokim. It's your place, right? It's your domain. Don't come here. This is my. Your bias is your mokim. When you fear something, what type of emotion does that trigger in your mind? Stay away. If you're afraid of a dog, anybody afraid of dogs? I'm petrified of dogs. Everyone always makes fun of me. I go to walk in the street, I always walk, all these people own dogs, they all laugh. What are you so afraid of the dog? It's not going to hurt you. Okay. When you're afraid of something, what do? Stay away. Stay away. What do you say? There's a makom over there. That makom there is danger. Stay away. Yira is the appreciation of makom. That area is off limits. You don't want to mess with what's over there. The Ribbono Shel Olam, Meloi Chol Aretz Kivoydei, Ayem Mikoyim Kivoydei. Hashem has a Mokoyim. The whole world is Hashem's makom. Different madregos. You're afraid of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yira represents the concept of recognizing a makom. If you have yira, you recognize something special about the makom shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Mida keneged mida, Hashem makes for you a makom. And zel, the more pronounced you are yira, the more solid your makom is, the more permanent your makom will be. Your makom is. Therefore, now what's the ultimate makom you can have in this world? Makom, children. It's one thing to have a nice house. You have a nice, beautiful house. Very nice, nice, beautiful house. How long will the house last? A couple of decades, a couple of years, until you go broke, bankrupt, foreclose on the mortgage. You have to sell the house. Having children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, is your makom. That's the ultimate makom you can have in this world. Having children, that's the makom, your place in this world. They will carry on your legacy forever. So now we can understand the pasuk very simply. Vatirena hamiyaldois es olokim. The miyaldois, they feared Hashem. They had appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's makom. Fear represents the concept, I recognize your space. Midik negin midah, Hashem gave you a makom. Their fear was so great, Hashem didn't just give them a hut, didn't give them a nice palace, a building. He gave them the ultimate makom. The ultimate makom is batim. And what does it mean, batim? Batim means batei kohuna, batei levi, batei malchus. He gave them batim, the ultimate batim, which children which have leadership roles in Klal Yisrael. Okay, that's drasha in and of itself. Now this fits perfectly into Sukkos. V'hoyisa ach samech. What do you do on Shmini Atzeres? What is the avod of Shmini Atzeres? There's nothing. There's no lul, there's no esher, there's no sukkah, there's no special korbanos. You just bring parichot, ayelichot, you bring nothing. You know what you do on Shmini Atzeres? You go back to your makom. You go back to the bayis. You leave the diras arai, the shaky makom, that diras arai, that little structure which is shvach makom. The makom is so shvach, it rains, it's finished, the wind blows, it's all over. And where do you go? You return, you go into the bayis, into your makom, bayas lohem batim. How are you zoiche to go to a bayis? You have to follow in the footsteps of Shifrin Pua, Yechav de Miriam. Vatirena hamayaldos es elokim. You have to have yira. And when you have yira, you will be rewarded, midah keneged midah, to have your own bayis, to have your own makom. And what is yira? What's the other side of the coin of yira? Simcha. What's the ultimate reward? A bayis. You go from the sukkah. And what is that called in the Torah? Ach soneach. The whole Yom Tov, you have simcha. Where's your simcha? What kind of simcha do you have, the whole Yom Tov? V'samachti b'chagecha, u'lekachtim lechem. You go into the sukkah. You go into a new makom. It's a good makom. The sukkah is a good makom. It's the sila din hemnusa, the shade of faith. It's all an outgrowth of the yira. It's a special simcha there. It's an outgrowth of the yira of Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, of the Yom Ha'Nayim. The yira brings simcha, and that simcha gives you a makom. It gives you the makom, the new makom to go to over the first 7 days of Sukkot. But then when Sukkot is over and you work on 7 days of Yira Shemayim, you come to the ultimate Yira Shemayim, V'hoyisa ach soneach. Ach, in its simplest sense, means pure. The pure simcha. And what's the pure simcha? The pure simcha corresponds, zelu mazeh, is the makom is not just a shvacha makom, it's a makom kavua. You return to vayas lohem botim. You come back into your bayis, representing the bracha, bate kohuna, bate levi, bate malchus, a bracha for your children, for all generations. Yes.
What you said is excellent. I understand the pshat. We wish a chosen and kala, you should build a bayis. I never understood it. I thought it meant, now I understand the pshat.
It means
present the children in foundation.
It gave another flavor to it.
But it's to be a place of Yira Shemayim. Bayis Nem in a place of Yira Shemayim, because the more Yira Shemayim you have, the more recognition of Hashem's Mokoim, Hamokoim Yinachim Eschem. Baruch Hamokoim Baruchu. Aldas Hamokoim, Aldas, Hakahol, right? Hashem is Mokoim. Why is Hashem mokoim? Yira samokoim, death by an ovel, right? An ovel. There's a pachad of misa.
But it's a spiritual side.
Right. It's zeh lumazeh.
And also having the children. You see,
right. Because that's what it says in the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vayas lohem botim a bais." And Chazal come along and say, "Don't be foolish to think that Hashem gave them a nice palace in Egypt, nice real estate. That's not what it means. That also they got, but it means children, because children is your ultimate makom in this world, and that's only mida k'neged mida as a reward for fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu." And that also opens up for us a whole new understanding. When you say HaKadosh has many names, there's Yud Kei Vav Kei, there's Elohim. Why do we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu makom? Right, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, HaMakom Yinachem Eschem. On Yom HaKippurim, we sell Das HaMakom, because when you say the word makom, that has a connotation: we're afraid of you, Hashem. We're afraid of you. And that is true when it comes to, certainly when it comes to Beis Ovel, there's a whole pachad of Misa in the air, and Yom Kippur for sure, how it fits into the Haggadah, okay, we have to study that. But it's, Elohim is also Midas Hadin. Elohim is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Midas Hadin. Hashem is a judge. It doesn't necessarily evoke fear. Hashem always has fear. Hamakom means our relationship to you is, we are afraid of you. We appreciate your mokoim, and we distance. You're afraid of me, Hashem says. I'll reward you. I'll also give you a mokoim in this world, and that's Sukkos, Shmini Atzeres, Ach Saneach. Come back home. Come into your mokoim, and that's called pure simcha. Because the ultimate simcha you can have in this world is Yiras Shemayim. They all goes totally zebezet. Okay, want another vart?
Yeah.
Another short vart. Okay, one more short vart. We have hakafis. What do we do on the first 7 days of Sukkos? We walk around the bima. Go around the bima seven. Every day we walk around the bima one time, a total of 7 times, except for Shabbos. Shabbos you can't go around, okay, but it's Keely went around on Shabbos, so to some degree. Invisible hakafis. Invisible hakafis on Shabbos. And what do we do on Shmini Atzeres? We walk around the bima 7 times. Now, by the way, there are mekoyros. There are solid mekoyros for the minig of hakafis, hashanis, the 7 days of Sukkos. Going around the bima 7 times on Simchas Torah, there's no mekoyros. That's mamish modern minig. Right. Dates back at most 400 years. That's all. But doing hashanis, hakafis, at most 400 years.
No,
it doesn't exist. This whole thing, this the minig Simchas Torah, is an unbelievable sefer. It's a Kabbalistic thing. But what we do on Sukkos is serious business. You know what we do on Sukkos? You go around the bima. That's comes from the Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Hamikdash, the Makifin, the base of the Mizbech. Okay, now. The big difference between Shmini Atzeres and Sukkos is, Sukkos, the Sefer Torah is in the middle, and we walk around the Sefer Torah. We hold the Dalet Minim, and we walk around the Sefer Torah. On Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, the Sefer Torah walks around the Bima. What's on the Bima? Nothing. An empty Bima. Okay, so you'll tell me different midrashim that who's in the bima? Hashem is in the center. Zeh Keli HaKadosh Baruch, the Shekhinah is in the center. We're walking around the Shekhinah. Okay, fine. But on a very simple level, there's nothing in the middle. What's in the middle? The bima. The bima is in the middle. On Sukkos, the Sefer Torah is in the middle. How do we understand this difference, this relationship between Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres? So I saw somewhere, I don't remember where I saw this, very beautiful idea. Can't think where I saw this in a moment. Yeah, I saw this in the Sholol Rav. Kimoitse Sholol Rav. I don't remember who he brings. Likud. He brings it down from someone, the name of someone. When you go around a circle, you go around something, you're trying to express the idea that the Ikar is the center, the focal point. And you who are carrying something, you're coming to be mevatel yourself, to humble yourself to what's in the center. So during Sukkos, we take in our hands the Dalet Minim, which represent the mitzvos, represent all different types of Jews, and we walk around the Torah. We are expressing that we are committed, or we commit ourselves to fulfill what it says in the Torah, with all of our resources. You take the product of the earth, all different types of dalminim, what they represent, all different types of Jews, all different parts of the body, the eyes, the lips, the heart, the spine, whatever the dalminim represents in all its various forms. The point is, we commit ourselves to fulfill what it says in the Torah with everything that we got. On Simchas Torah, there's no Dalad Minim, there are no mitzvos. We walk around an empty bima and we hold the Sefer Torah. What is the bima? The bima is like a shtender. That's what it is. It's a place where you read. You put the Sefer Torah on the bima, you open it up, and you read what it says. Reading the Torah is the highest level, or it's maybe the simplest level, of Limud HaTorah. The avoda of Simchas Torah is, we commit ourselves to study the Torah. Sukkis, we're committing ourselves to observe the mitzvos that are written in the Torah. The Torah is in the middle. We walk around with the Dalad Minim. We're committing ourselves to observe the Tayag mitzvos that are written in the Torah. On Simchas Torah, it's a whole different avoda. You're walking around a shtender. What do you mean? Why are you walking around a shtender? What do you do on a shtender? You learn. What do I have in my hand? The Torah. You're committing yourself to take this Torah and to study what it says in the Torah. Not necessarily to observe. That's sukkis. That's pasha. You're going to observe what it says in the Torah. There's asiyas hamitzos, and there is limud ha-Torah. A whole different idea. You're walking around the shtender, and you get hakafas. Empty shtender. What are you walking out of shtender? That's right. I'm committing myself to take this Sefer Torah and to sit by the shtender and to read and learn in v'yigisu bo yomam v'layla. A whole different type of avodah. That's a very interesting little idea. Okay, one other quick little short vart. This I found to be a little very interesting. Is we know that Shmini Atzeres is unique in many ways. Chazal gave it a term, Pazer Koshev. There's a simon. Pei stands for Pori Achak.
Pious.
Pious. Zayin is Zman Shechiyan. There are different references into Pazer Koshev. The last of the simon of Pei, Zayin, Reish, Kuf, Shin Beis is Beis. What is the Beis? Bracha. What's the Bracha? Shachianu. Simply the bracha is you make a shachim. So the zayin is zayin. What's the zayin?
Bracha is the one that Shlomo gave. The 14 days.
That's not a simple interpretation. That's a tosef. That's what I want to say. Bracha. Okay, a different interpretation. One of the interpretations, one of the beis is bracha bifne atzma. The simple interpretation that Rashi and the Farshim give in the Gemara, beis, pazer koshev, the beis is bracha bifne atzma, that you make a shehechiyonu on Shmini Atzeres. Make a special bracha. However, the Tosefta says, you know what the bracha is? You mevorech the melech. It says in Sefer Melachim that Shlomo HaMelech, he blessed the people, but the people in turn, they blessed the king. They blessed the king that Baruch Hashem was zeicha to have a wise king like Shlomo HaMelech, and they gave him a bracha that you should be successful in your malchus. To some degree, that's really what we do on Simchas Torah. What is the Kriya Satorah of Simchas Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu. It's all about v'zoyz ha-bracha asher berach Moshe es b'nei Yisrael. Vayhi v'shurim melech, who's the melech? According to some of the Mepharshim, the melech is Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu had a din melech. What we do on Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, is we mevorech the melech. Who's the melech? Moshe Rabbeinu. By laning parshas v'zoyz ha-bracha and making a bracha over and over on the Kriya Satorah and focusing on the petira of Moshe and Moshe's bracha, what we're really doing is we're coming to acknowledge and give a bracha to Moshe Rabbeinu. We're coming to thank Moshe Rabbeinu, to acknowledge his role in Klal Yisrael, what he has done for Klal Yisrael. That's the Pozer kosher. Simply the base is bracha. Bracha b'fnei atzma gets its own bracha shechianu. But on a deeper level, just like the Gemara says that the Klal Yisrael, they will mevorich the melech, we also are mevorich. It's a day to focus on Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, we'll stop here tomorrow at the same time. 10:30.